is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to AnnexWealth.com.
Before we continue from Wrigley Field, 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. As we continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards, Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pop's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. Brewers and Cubs, Brewers looking for 10 in a row. We've got more after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Unbelievable three-week stretch for the Brewers. They are 13-3 the last 3 weeks, including 9 consecutive victories coming into tonight's middle game at Chicago. Live at Wrigley Field, it's the Brewers and the Cubs coming up. And we are finishing out the On Deck Show built by Menards. Josh Maurer back with you. It'll be Justin Steele, perhaps at the moment, the leader in the clubhouse for the National League Cy Young Award. He is about to take the mound for Chicago. Before he does, let's drive around the league. An out-of-town update brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. So if you've been following the news in Major League Baseball this afternoon, as we approach September,
there are some decisions to be made with teams out of playoff contention that have players with expiring contracts. And one of those teams, the Los Angeles Angels, has decided reportedly to waive a whole heap of very talented players that they probably will not keep next year. And the reports are that our old friend Hunter Renfro among them, along with Randall Grichuk, pitchers Lucas Giolito, Ronaldo Lopez, Matt Moore, included in that. And so the Angels with essentially a fire sale at the end of August. Shohei Ohtani is not going anywhere for now. And by the way, the Angels are playing in Philadelphia. They've got a 4-2 lead over the Red Hot Phillies. That game is in the sixth inning, and both Renfro and Grichuk are in the lineup tonight. In fact, Grichuk has a couple of doubles. Philadelphia with homers from Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. The Phillies currently hold the top wild card spot in the National League. Later on tonight, it'll be a couple of teams battling for perhaps the final wild card in the NL. The Reds and the Giants, 8:45 Central Time. San Francisco took the series opener last night. Cincinnati, which has now dropped four of its last five, has fallen seven games off the pace set by the Brewers in the Central. So they're thinking wild card at this point. Brandon Williamson for the Reds, Alex Cobb for San Francisco. New York Yankees also made some moves today. They reportedly waived their center fielder Harrison Bader. They also did release Josh Donaldson. Boy, a disappointing year for the Bronx Bombers, but they've got a 3-0 lead in Detroit. That game is in the top half of the sixth inning. Aaron Judge still playing, of course, for the Yankees. And Judge tonight has a single. Well, Justin Steele is on the mound. It'll be his third start of the season against the Brewers. And as he's been about just everybody in the league, he's been good against Milwaukee. Only 3 runs in 12 innings against the Crew. He is just about ready to go. And so, too, are we in the booth. Here is my partner, Lane Grindle, for your first inning play-by-play.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Christian Yelich stepping into the batter's box. And Justin Steele is set for his 25th start of the 2023 season. Time to tell you about our quick trip around the bases presented by Quick Trip. And tonight's contestant is Holly Howen from Kenosha. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Holly wins a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. To enter, see stores for details. Holding up play just a little bit here. As a little bit later start, with this being a national television broadcast as well. So instead of the 05 start, more of an 08 start here tonight between the Brewers and the Cubs. And so home plate umpire John Lipka finally steps back behind home plate and allows Yelich to get into the box here. And he gets a chorus of boos as he steps in to lead off this game. Justin Steele's first pitch is high, and it's 1-0. 7-08, our first pitch. As Steele looks in and brings home the 1-0 pitch, and he missed outside, 2 balls and no strikes. 70 degrees at first pitch. Winds blowing in a bit here. 2-0 pitch, and Yelich took way outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. A little bit of a swirling wind, but I would say for the most part, it's predominantly blowing in, at least to start this game up. 3-0 pitch to Yelich, and he took a strike. It's 3-1. Christian, 2-for-5, had that home run to lead off the game against Tyone last night. His 17th home run of the season is hitting 282 for the year. 3-1 is laced foul above the Cubs dugout into the net, and it's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 68 RBIs now for Yelich on the season. 5 leadoff home runs after that blast to left center. 3-2 pitch, and he took outside. Fastball up and away, and Yelich works a leadoff walk here in the top of the first. So a good start to this inning for the Crew, and that'll get William Contreras to the plate. Contreras hitting 279, 14 home runs. He's driven in 64, and he has absolutely raked against lefties this year. He's hitting 333 against left-handed pitching. And Steele's first pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. Steele, at least so far, not much of a strike thrower in this game. That's not been the case over the course of this year. Only 30 walks issued in 138 innings. 1-0, missed down and in. That was a fastball again. It's two balls and no strikes. As Josh told you, this left-hander definitely in the Cy Young conversation. The guy opposite of him tonight, probably in that conversation as well, in Corbin Burnes. It's going to be an interesting award when the season ends. 2-0 to Contreras, and he popped it up. This one into shallow right. Racing out there is Nico Horner, the second baseman. He'll make the catch in fair territory, nearing the line in shallow right. And there's one away. Fastball in, and that's where Steele likes to work against those right-handed hitters, and he was able to get it in enough on Contreras to pop him up. And there's one away for Mark Canna. Cubs defensively, Happ in left, Tauchman in center, Suzuki is in right. Candelario at third, Swanson at short, Horner at second base, Bellinger the first baseman as Canna takes a strike. And it's 0-1. And Yan Gomes, for the second consecutive night, does the catching. Yelich is at first with one away. 0-1. And Canna took low, one ball and one strike. Belly holds on Yelly over at first. That was not a part of the commercial. Here's the 1-1 to Canna. And he took a slider for a strike. It's 1-2. Canna hitting 248, eight home runs. He's driven in 43. Had the two-run blast in the top of the first of last night's game. 1-2 pitch, and he rolls this one foul up the third baseline. Stays at 1-2. I got a piece of the foot of Mark Canna, so he's going for a little walk over near the Cubs dugout. John Lipka calls the balls and strikes. DJ Rayburn is our first base umpire. Angel Hernandez, the second base umpire. And James Hoy, the crew chief, who had home plate last night, is the third base ump here tonight. Brewers winning game one of this series, 6-2, to win their ninth in a row last night. Here's the 1-2 to Canna. And a chopper. This is going to be a tough play. Racing in is the third baseman, Candelario. Throws to first in time. That is a wonderful play by Candelario for the second out. Craig Council's trying to hold things up for a moment just to see if they want a challenge, but I don't think they will. No, they're going to have him put him on. Boy, from up here, it looked like they got him. But Craig Council says, we want you to put the headsets on. If he's challenging something in the first, he feels pretty confident about it. Get a look at the replay.
Milwaukee is challenging the alcohol at first.
It is close. And because it was called out on the field, that may come into play here. But it looks like the left foot gets to the bag before the ball's in the glove to me. And I would think you agree with me on that, Josh.
Wholeheartedly.
Feel free to disagree with me, but I think you're with me.
I think it's that obvious, and this should not take very long. Did you see Quinton Berry's reaction as soon as DJ Rayburn set out? That's about as animated as Quinton, Brewers' first base coach, is ever going to be about a call. He knew.
After review, the call and the field's overturned. The runner is safe.
Yeah, they got it
right. Milwaukee will retain their challenge.
So the Brewers retain the challenge as well. Boy, from up here, I really thought like it looked like they got him, but it's hard to tell from up here. And after looking at the replay a couple of times, no question, they got it wrong on the field, but that's what replay's for. And now the Brewers with first and second, and that's a huge overturn of that call. Because now you have Willie Adames at the plate, who's had very good numbers against Steele in his career. 5 for 19, two home runs against Steele. And first pitch swinging, and he lines it foul and out of play. First base side, it's 0-1 on Willie. 2-for-4 last night with an RBI for Adames. He's hitting .218 on the year, 21 home runs, and 62 driven in. Steele brings home the 0-1, and Willie a swing and a miss. A little tardy on a slider that time. That was on the outer part of the strike zone. It's 0-2. Willie has been on fire during this nine-game winning streak, a .405 average with three home runs. 0-2 pitch, and Adames rolled that one foul over by the Brewers dugout. That was a fastball way in, and somehow he was able to hit that ball foul. If he doesn't hit it, I think it hits him, potentially. But he stays alive at no balls and two strikes. Brewers making Steele work here in this top of the first. Steele's 0-2 pitch. Fouled back and into the net. And it stays at 0-2 on Willie. Brewers punched the Cubs in the mouth right out of the gate in last night's game with a four-run top of the first. They're trying to repeat that effort here with first and second and one away. Great scoring opportunity right out of the gate against Justin Steele. Brings home the 0-2 pitch. Way outside. Gets past Gomes all the way to the backstop. Yelich moves up 90 feet to third. Canna right behind him and into second. A wild pitch on Justin Steele. And the Brewers now have second and third and one away. And that changes the calculus in this at-bat for Willie Adames. Now if you can just even put something in play, you can probably scratch a run across. And this has been a little bit of what we've seen from the Cubs in this series so far. Some sloppy defense, some wild pitches. 1-2. And Adames hits it foul and out of play behind home plate. One ball and two strikes. The count remains on Willie. Also takes a double play out of the equation for the most part. 1-2. And Adames fouls it straight back into the net. Good battle going on right here between Justin Steele, the left-hander, and Willie Adames. And these are the kind of at-bats we weren't seeing from Willie Adames 2 or 3 weeks ago, to be frank. Where he's fouling off pitches, battling, trying to get himself back into this count. He's been really good with two strikes during this winning streak. 1-2 pitch. And he took that pitch outside. That was the curveball, and it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 9th pitch of this at-bat between Steele and Adames. Two-two. And he lines it right into the glove of the second baseman, Horner, who goes in a little bunny hop to catch it. Everybody back to their bags in Yelich and Canna. That's a big second out for Justin Steele. A 9-pitch battle goes the way of Steele. Looked like for a second maybe Adames could sneak that over the head of Horner and dump it into right center field. But now it's going to be up to Andrew Monasterio. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball in and up. And it's 0-1. You heard Craig Counsell talking about that fastball that Steele likes to work up and in on these righties, and that's exactly what he started up against Monasterio with. 0-1. Caught the outside corner at the very top of the zone with a fastball at 93, and he's got Monasterio in an 0-2 hole. Second and third and 2 outs. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back into the net. And it stays at 0-2. It's one of those moments early where Brewers break through. It's uplifting. It's a momentum grabber. But if Steele gets the final out, you're going to hear this ballpark get really loud. 0-2. Way outside. It's a ball and two strikes. It is going to be at least a 28-pitch inning for Justin Steele to open up this game. most in any inning this season. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. Stays at 1-2.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
28 pitches, the most pitches he's thrown in any inning all season long for this southpaw for the Cubs. 1-2 pitch. And Monastero one around and strikes out. Slider in on that back foot. Monastero tried to check, wasn't able to. And a huge strikeout for Steele, and he gets out of a big-time jam. Takes him 29 pitches to do so, but he puts a zero up in the top of the first. We've played half an inning. Brewers nothing, and the Cubs coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Action Floors, family-owned and operated in Mercer, a national and global exporter, is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Breaker, breaker, 19 is here with the big G. I got her in the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, got a wheeler into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
That's Big Ten fall, Big G. This here prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, chains, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Sure, and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
No score as we go to the bottom of the first here at Wrigley between the Brewers and the Cubs. Game two of this three-game series. Brewers winning game one last night, 6-2. And now Corbin Burnes set to make his 27th start of the year. He'll get Mike Kaufman to lead things off for Chicago. The left-handed hitter who's had a really nice season for these Cubs. First pitch to him is in there with the cutter, and it's 0-1. Kaufman has played some great defense in center field for Chicago. A 1 pitch is ground ball to third. Staying down on it is Monastero. Plenty of time to get through his feet and fire over. And retire Tachman for the first out here in the bottom of the first. And that'll get Nico Horner to the plate, the Cubs second baseman. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Horner was 1-for-4 in last night's game. First pitch to him. Hit him right in the back. With a two-seam fastball, he plunked him. And Horner tosses the bat and heads right down to first. 94 miles per hour. Never feels great. And the Cubs have a base runner now for Ian Happ. Homered in last night's game in the midst of a six-game hitting streak for Ian Happ. Horner getting a big lead. Being held on by Canna, now spinning a throw over to first, and back in time is Nico Horner. Carlos Santana not in the lineup today for the second consecutive day, but he's doing pretty well. Brewers are optimistic about Santana returning to the lineup soon. Pitch is lined in the left center field. This is going to plug the gap. Horner turns second on his way to third. Weimer gets it into Adames, and Horner's going to step it third into second with a double or step. And the Cubs in business. They've got second and third and one away. So a similar situation to what the Brewers have the the top half of the inning. Steele was able to work his way out of it. Now Burns is going to have to try and do the same thing. Good swing from Ian Happ on a cutter that was pretty much middle-middle. And now here's Cody Bellinger. Hitting 320 on the year with 20 home runs and 75 driven in. Burns brings home the pitch, and he missed up and away with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. Dansby Swanson is in the on-deck circle. He's had great numbers against the Brewers this year and against Burns in his career. Pitch is a little bit outside with a cut fastball. It's two balls and no strikes on Bellinger. Bellinger with a hit in each of his last four games. One for four in last night's contest. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful changeup from Burns. Pulled the string on him and it's 2-1. Trying to pitch out of some traffic here in the bottom of the first inning for the Brewers ace. Had a tough start his last time out against the Twins. Gave up six runs, but looking to bounce back here tonight. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cut fastball down and in. And after Bellinger was ahead 2-0, Burns with a couple of really nice pitches to get this count even again at two balls and two strikes. This is a big at-bat right here. Two-two pitch, ground ball towards second base. Terang has it, throws to first. Down the line to score his corner on the 4-3 ground out from Cody Bellinger. It's 1-0 Chicago. Happ goes to third on the play. Bellinger drives in his 76th of the season. Brewers will take that outcome as well, though. And now runner at third with two outs for Swanson. Not the end of the world if you give up a run in the bottom of the first inning. Try to limit the damage to just the one run, though. And Swanson swinging. Ground ball to second. Charging Terang. Has to hurry and throws to first in time to retire Swanson and the side. But the Cubs get one on a hit, and they leave one. We've played one in Chicago. It's 1-0 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com.
1-0 Cubs as we go to the top of the second here at Wrigley on a gorgeous night for baseball. Light jacket weather, I would say. Around the ballpark here tonight at Wrigley. Big crowd on hand again. Two top teams in the Central. Brewers five games clear of Chicago, though, coming into tonight. Joey Weimer set to lead things off against Justin Steele. Back out there for his second inning on the mound. Brewers had a real threat in the first, couldn't get anything across. Cubs were able to get one across against Burns. In a very similar situation. First pitch to Weimer is in there for a strike. Fastball pretty much right down the middle at 92 when it's 0-1. That's a pitch that Joey's done a lot of damage against over the course of this season. 0-1. And there is a strike with a fastball at 93. And it's nothing in two on Weimer. Steals pitch. And I think he went around. They appeal to first. He did. Says DJ Rayburn. That was a slider down in the dirt. Weimer strikes out on three pitches. Second strikeout for Justin Steele. And there's one away now for Victor Caratini. Caratini, the former Cub. Has hit as many home runs in this ballpark. Pitch is a little bit outside, 2-0. As he has in American Family Field, those are the two ballparks he's hit the most home runs in over the course of his career. 1-0 pitch is lined off of Steele. It's going to kick over into foul territory by the third base bag. And Caratini has himself a one-out single. That was hit very hard off the bat of Caratini. And now the trainer and David Ross going to come out and check on the left-hander, Steele, and make sure he's okay. He's walking back towards the mound, indicating he's all right. But he's got a little bit of a limp going on right now. I think that might have got him in the thigh. He's pointing just above the knee of where that ball hit him. I haven't had the opportunity to see a good replay yet. Here it comes. Yeah, just looked like above the outside of the knee, up the leg a little bit from there. Maybe the outside of the thigh. And that's going to smart a little bit for Justin Steele. That's not a great place to get hit because you're bending a lot right there. And that's what he's doing right now, is trying to stretch that out and bend a little bit with that left leg. And he's definitely in some discomfort right here. I'm sure he's going to take some practice and warm-up pitches here just to kind of test this and see if he's going to be able to do this. This is also one of those things that could tighten up a little bit in between innings on Steele. Brings home the pitch. Looked okay on the first one there, but he's in a little bit of discomfort.
Caratini hit that ball 100 miles an hour off the bat, and it got him squarely. There wasn't any deflection or anything. It went straight off Victor's bat into his thigh.
He's indicating that he's okay, and he's going to continue. It's a big game for the Cubs. He doesn't want to leave this one, but boy, that hit him flush. No doubt about it. Brewers have a man at first, and a really good season for Victor Caratini continues. And he's aboard for Bryce Terang here. One of the things we've seen from Bryce Terang a lot lately is the willingness to put down a bunt in situations like this if the infield's not playing up. See what he does. He's swinging away here and takes inside. It's 1-0. We talked about in that Padres series, at times it feels like that's always there for him as an option. Try to steal a hit or two over the course of a week. 1-0 pitch. That is a strike, and it's 1-1. Candelario, the third baseman, is playing off the bag quite a bit. He's a couple of steps off of the infield grass, but he's at least even with the bag. 1-1. And up and in. Two balls and one strike on Terang. Runner at first and one out. It's not been an easy night for Steele so far. A 29-pitch first inning, and then gets a liner off of his leg here in this second inning. 2-1 pitch. Lined into left field. That's down for a base hit. One hops the glove of Happ, who bobbled it for a moment, but then picks it up quickly, so Caratini will stay put at second base. No need to put down a bunt when you can have a solid line drive the other way off the bat of Bryce Terang. And the Brewers have first and second and one away, just like they did in the first inning. They have put some pressure against Steele here early on in this start. And now a guy that traditionally has had a lot of success against left-handed pitching in his career, Tyrone Taylor at the plate. First pitch to him, and he fouls it back and into the net. It's 0-1. Tyrone hitting just 208, five home runs, 18 driven in. He's had a good look at Steele over the course of his career. He's seen him 10 times, 3 for 10 with a home run off of Steele in his career. Brings home the 0-1 pitch, and Tyrone took a strike on a fastball on the outside edge. It's 0-2. Caratini at second, Terang with good speed at first base. Steals 0-2 pitch, and he took low with a slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. Taylor 0-for-4 in the series opener last night against these Cubs. Takes his time before he gets back into the box here. Steals 1-2 pitch, and he took low. Another slider that missed, two balls and two strikes. The slider is a pitch he tries to get a lot of swing and miss with. Tries to get ahead with that fastball and then put you away with that slider. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. That was a fastball elevated at 94. Still two balls and two strikes on Tyrone. Well, nothing beats the heat like cold, creamy Cedar Crest ice cream. Perfect on a hot summer day. And also the perfect dessert after a tasty Usinger brat. Fresh from Wisconsin, Usinger's in Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's best. 2-2 pitch, ground ball towards third. This could be two. Candelario to second for one on the first in time. And it's a 5-4-3 double play, and the Cubs get out of it. Well, Steele's made some big pitches when he's needed to, and he's been able to get out of some trouble in the first two innings. We go to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Kick off Hispanic Heritage Month with the Brewers on Friday, September 15th at Cerveceros Night, presented by Aurora Healthcare. With a special Cerveceros ticket, you'll get a Hispanic Heritage Brewers hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
It's 1-0 Chicago as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Seiya Suzuki will lead things off for the Cubs. Suzuki 0-for-4 in last night's game. Snapped a 10-game hitting streak. For the Cubs right fielder, Corbin Burnes back out there for his second inning. It was not a lengthy first inning pitch count-wise for Corbin. Only a 10-pitch first inning as he misses low with a cut fastball. It's 1-0. He faced five batters and only threw 10 pitches in the bottom of the first. 1-0. Checked his swing. They appeal to DJ Rayburn. Says he did not offer at it. Two balls and no strikes on Suzuki. 2-0 pitch. And Suzuki took a strike that time with a cut fastball right at the very bottom. 2-1. Second year with the Cubs for Suzuki. And the pitch missed down with a cut fastball. Three balls and one strike. Suzuki and then Candelario and Morel. The trio scheduled to hit here in the bottom of the second for the Cubs. Brewers in their road graze as Burns looks in. And a 3-1 pitch. This is lifted in the air. In foul territory. Can't give it a look. He runs out of room. It'll hit the screen just beyond the Brewers' first base dugout. And you hear Canna hitting the microphone as he tossed that one back into the net after trying to make the catch. It's three balls, two strikes now on Suzuki. Burns looking in. Righty versus righty matchup here. The pitch. And he fouled it back into the net. And Suzuki stays alive. Cubs able to get a run across after, with one out, Horner was hit in the back on the first pitch that he saw. Then Ian Happ, a double into left center. Bellinger grounded out to score the run, and then Swanson grounded out to end the inning. 3-2, and he missed low. It's a leadoff walk to Suzuki. First walk issued by Burns here tonight. And the Cubs have their leadoff man aboard for Candelario. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need. One stop from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. A little different feel to the start of this game than last night's game. First pitch is down in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Caratini. Suzuki had started a break towards second and then put the brakes on. And wisely to do so as Caratini got to that ball in a hurry. It's 1-0. That was the curveball that time from Burns, and he spiked it in the dirt. And now time called by Caratini for a moment as he gets his equipment fixed, and he's ready to resume. Pitch. Swung on and fouled back behind home plate. It's 1-2. Brewers have had great opportunities, Josh, against Steele in the first two innings, and rare in this stretch of baseball that they don't take advantage of it. They have been taking advantage of all these scoring opportunities with regularity, really, through this nine-game winning streak. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Suzuki. Maybe the one exception I can think of was the third inning on Sunday against the Padres when Michael Wacha walked the bases loaded and then walked in another run. Here's a throw to first. Did they get him? No. Suzuki just got back in time. Big Council holding up play to see if they want to challenge it. Giving it another look. Nope. One ball and one strike here on Candelario. Very close play at first, but he did get back in there safely. Both disengagements have been used. And now time called by Candelario as he steps out. Candelario 0 for 3 in the series opener last night. Hitting 294 since being traded over to Chicago. Here's the 1-1 pitch to him. And he rolled that one foul up the first base line. And it's 1-2. But to finish that thought, Josh, that's like the one scenario in this 9-game winning streak where the Brewers didn't take advantage of scoring opportunities. They have been really maximizing their opportunities, and that's why they've won 9 in a row. They've had some opportunities early in this game and haven't been able to come up with that big hit yet, but it's only the third. I should say the bottom of the second. Burns 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Strikes out Candelario. First ortho ASAP strikeout for Burns of the evening, and there's one away for Christopher Morel.
Play could be glass half empty or glass half full. Obviously disappointing that you didn't get a run in the first two innings, but I think it's good that you gave yourself those chances against a guy like Steele. You just have to keep getting men on base against him tonight.
Swing and a miss from Morel, and it's 0-1. And you figure that if your ace has the goods tonight, that it might just take one good inning, potentially, right? Where you stack some hits. Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Seiya Suzuki.
And it's a pitcher's night. Wind blowing in, a little chilly. It feels like a game where runs could end up being at a premium.
Long hold for Burns. And the 0-1 to Morel. Missed inside with a slider. One ball and one strike. Morel hitting 249, 19 home runs, 60 driven in. Hard to believe that he was not on the opening day roster for the Cubs. When they finally promoted him, he really was a spark plug for this offense. The pitch, chopped foul over near the on-deck circle. And it's 1-2 on Morel. He is the DH tonight. That's part of the problem. I don't know that the Cubs really feel confident where they want to play him defensively. Plays a lot of different positions, but 41 of his 79 starts have been as the designated hitter. Burns 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Wipeout slider down and away. Strikes out Morel. Two ortho ASAP strikeouts in the inning for Burns. And now the number 9 hitter, Yan Gomes, coming to the plate. Gomes 0 for his last 10. Hitting 266 on the year with 9 home runs and 46 driven in. Burns trying to work around the leadoff walk here in the bottom of the second. It's a 1-0 Cubs lead. First pitch to Gomes is fouled back into the net, and it's 0-1. Come cheer on the Brewers this Friday and get half-price seats with a five-county Friday deal. Residents of Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Ozaukee, and Washington counties can take advantage of this special offer. Get your seats at Brewers.com. No balls at a strike here on Gomes. Burns again picks over to first, and back in time again is Suzuki. Corbin paying a lot of attention to Seiya Suzuki over there at first base. Nothing and one to count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, nasty wipeout slider there again from Corbin. He's getting some very awkward swings from these right-handed hitters against that slider. Nothing in two the count here on Gomes. He's got him on his terms now. The 0-2 pitch. And down in the dirt with a slider. Gomes did not offer it that one. It's a ball and two strikes. Beautiful night at Wrigley, if a little bit chilly. But it is a great night for baseball and meaningful baseball at that. Brewers trying to grow their lead in the NL Central against these Cubs. Right now trailing 1-0. Another toss over to first. Now both disengagements have been used again against Seiya Suzuki. Canna holding him on over there. You always have to be careful with Burns if you're the runner. You don't know what he might try on you. 1-2 pitch. Missed inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Gomes.
The other thing is Mark Tanna, who hasn't played a lot of first base, he is learning you got to be on your toes over there with Corbin. He'll turn and throw a bullet at you.
Yeah, he will throw basically a sinker to you that you've got to be ready to sometimes pick out of the dirt occasionally. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Convenient hop for Monasterio. Collects and fires across in time to take care of Gomes. And the inning is over. So Burns, that leadoff walk, he works around it with a couple of strikeouts and a scoreless bottom of the second. We go to the third. 1-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Get set for fall in the Brewers' home stretch with the Fleece Fest giveaway at the game this Saturday, courtesy of Hupie and Abraham. For the first 30,000 ticket fans through the gates, you'll get the Fleece Fest. Get tickets at Brewers.com. We go to the third inning here at Wrigley. It's a 1-0 Cubs lead, and with the play-by-play, here is Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. That's the Phillies coming to town for that series this weekend. Those will be two of the hottest teams in the National League matched up. 1-0 Cubs, and here is Christian Yelich. Takes in the dirt from Steele, ball one. Slider that skipped in. As Lane told you, a lot of traffic over the first couple of innings against Justin Steele, but no runs as yet, and he delivers a fastball strike to Yelich, who walked to begin the ballgame. Brewers have had 4 men reach base. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. 3 hits and a walk. The 1-2 pitch, down in the dirt. Slider bounced in, 2-2. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Amy Meyer from Eagle River. 2-2. Just missed. A little outside. Good take by Christian. Full count. Amy Meyer wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Steals 3-2. Line drive center field. In comes Tauchman. Tauchman gets there on his knees. Makes the catch. Mike Tauchman takes it away from Yelich. He really squared that up. Actually kind of hit it too hard. It's the reason that it carried all the way out to Tauchman in center field. Ended up on his knees. Actually caught it while he was still upright. One away for William Contreras. Steele with a pitch. And he delivers a slider at the knees for strike one. By the way, if you're wanted to be a future Pottawatomie Casino 3-bagger contestant. 0-1 is poked shallow into right center field, and that one will dump in for a base hit. Into the Bermuda Triangle goes William Contreras. The
Brewers have a one-out base runner on that single. That's just baseball for you. Yelich just clobbered one that got caught, and Contreras a little dink or a dunk, then he gets himself on. Tying run at first with one out for Mark Canna, and he takes a little bit high on a slider. I was telling you, you want to be a Potawatomi contestant, all you got to do is visit WTMJ.com to enter and to get official contest rules. Canna reached on an infield hit his first time. 1-0 is a strike, knee high. 93 on the fastball from Justin Steele. What an addition to the lineup Mark Canna's been. He'll take outside 2-1. And he seems to be getting better and better with every passing day since joining the Brewers. Last five games, now 7-for-17. One on, one out, 2-1. Strike call, slider. Good one from Steele at the bottom of the zone. 2-2. Canna batting third on the lineup card tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Lifted foul. Drifting out of play down the right field line. Opposite field for Canna. Remains 2-2. This has been Carlos Santana's spot in the lineup just about every day since he was acquired in the trade, but Santana out again tonight. Contreras leads 2-2 pitch. Swung on and tapped into the dirt. Foul ball. Another good battle here by one of these Brewer hitters against Justin Steele. And we will see a seventh pitch. 2-2 on Canna. Cubs scored in the bottom of the first. They lead 1-0 in the third. Steele already approaching 60 pitches. Left-handers 2-2 again. Line drive, center field, falling fast and in for a base hit. Up to second goes Contreras. He will hold up there as it's thrown in by Tuchman. Mark Canna's 2-for-2. The Brewers, for the third consecutive inning, have gotten two base runners. Back-to-back singles by Contreras and Canna, and it's Willy Adames with another big opportunity. Now, we were saying it, Lane, just last inning. You just have to keep giving yourself opportunities, chances to score. Pitch, breaking ball, beauty strike with a slider.
Multiple base runners in all three innings now. Five hits already against Steele.
Two on and one out. The 0-1. Very high. One ball, one strike.
Eventually, the dam will break, and there's a big inning in there somewhere for this offense tonight, I think.
That's been their want over the last week. Big, crooked numbers. The 1-1 to Willie. Swung on and grounded foul wide of third. Got the slider, and he's behind 1-2. The best chance to get a run thus far came when Willie hit back in the first inning. Runners got to second and third base with only one out, but he hit a line drive that the second baseman Nico Horner caught, and nobody could come home. 1-2, swing and a miss. Threw the fastball by him. Willie took a hack at it after the ball was almost already in the catcher's mitt. He realized too late it was going to be a strike. And so Adames fans, and it's two out here in the third. Third strikeout for Justin Steele, and it's going to be up to Andrew Monasterio again. First pitch, swing and a miss. Chased one that was a little bit up and a little bit out. Andrew struck out with second and third to end the first inning. Now it's first and second, two gone in the third. The 0-1. Lashed foul up into the netting over the first base Brewers dugout, and it's quickly 0-2. Justin Steele's numbers in August have not nearly been as solid as they were earlier in the year. ERA over 4 this month coming in. This is his sixth start in August. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt. Glances off the glove of Yan Gomes, but not far enough for an advance. Steele has permitted at least three runs, four of his first five starts this month. So while he's been still one of the best in the National League, he's been much more gettable here of late. Trying to wiggle out of